that. That heavy, dark stuff.
Sorghum?
Okay.
Sorghum syrup.
Yeah, okay. What's the difference between syrup and sorghum to you? Is there...
To me, sorghum is more potent. It's stronger than just regular syrup.
Okay. What about even heavier than sorghum? Is there other stuff like that?
I don't know.
Molasses?
Molasses. Sorghum's about the same to me.
Sorghum's the same. Okay. Let me see. And then the stuff you keep on your table to season food with?
Salt.
Okay. And what else, usually?
Pepper.
Okay. And let's say there's some apples on the table and one of the kids wants one. He might come in and say, what?
I want one.
Okay. Let me see. If you were pointing to, let's say that sign over there on the other side of the railroad tracks, and you want to indicate that if somebody asked you where was that big sign that says Cheap Joe's, you'd say it's over what?
Across the road.
Okay. Would you ever use, for a phrase like that, to describe something like that, would you ever use over yonder, it's right over yonder like that?
I have.
You would?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Can you explain how you use that?
Over yonder. Well, just like, I don't know, same thing as across the road, it's over yonder.
Okay.
It's away from you.
Okay. Do you mean, when you're using it, are you thinking about any specific place? Or is it just general, somewhere in general over there, or somewhere specific over there, or what?
I don't know. At the time, I guess it would be specific, because you know where it's at.
Okay. Would you use it if it were a real long distance?
I don't think so. I don't think I would.
Okay. What about if it were a real close distance, like, let's say in the corner behind you. Say, why? If somebody asks you where's the yardstick, would you say?
I'd say it's in the corner.
Okay. If it's that close, would you ever say, oh, it's yonder?
Oh.
Like that? It'd have to be sort of a medium distance, yeah. Sort of like over there. Mm-hmm. About. Huh? Okay. Let me see. Okay, then I've got some funny ones. Talking about people that don't have a lot of money. Okay.
Hey.
Okay. You might say, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man
without money.
Okay. And if a man is without money, then you say he's a man what? He's not rich. He's
poor.
Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you have
a grove.
Okay.
An orchard,
okay. Then you might ask somebody if it's his orchard, and if he said, he might say, well, no, I'm just a neighbor, and he might point to somebody else and say, yeah, he's the man, what?
That owns the orchard.
Okay. Let me see. And then you might say, when I was young, my father was poor, but next door were some kids. What?
Who weren't?
Okay. Let me see. The inside of a cherry, the part you don't eat, what do you call that?
Pit.
Okay. What about the inside of a peach?
Seed.
You call it a seed? You ever hear it called anything else? Would you ever, anybody in your family ever call it anything else? Would you? Okay. There are two kinds of peaches. One kind, like if you open it, the seed comes right out. And the other kind, where it sort of sticks in there, do you have different names for those?
For the seeds?
No, for the different kinds of peaches.
Well, I don't know. It's a lot of names for different peaches.
Okay. What, like what?
Well, let's see. There's an Alberta, which is supposed to be the best.